Well, thanks to everybody who always gets in touch with our show. The phone number to do so is 888-922-7234. Once again, Sage, I will pass on your comments to our program director.
Again, we have nothing to do with the choice of music.
About the choice of music. It's so funny that he leaves messages,
really,
though.
We can't do it.
But anyway, yeah. The folks that got in touch with us in the text line, Quint, just one of the folks who said, I like your idea, Brad, about the sound effects on the car horn.
See?
I think you should be able to program your own sound effect because my car alarm would be Ric Flair.
Yeah.
That sounds like this. And I will know that that is my car, unlike that one in the 90s that everybody had. And nobody even bothered to come out.
Well, because you heard it every 4 seconds after a while.
Right. So if you have a Ric Flair alarm, people will know it's your car. I love that. Anyway, thanks, Quint, for getting in touch. The number is 888-922-7234 with a spot of news.
The Roundup with Ashley Page.
I just want that for my car horn, not an alarm.
Well,
just
that too.
Well, a study found the amount of time Americans spend sitting down has increased by an hour a day in recent years. Mm. And listen, kids sit down at school all day long, and maybe some classrooms stand a little bit, I don't know, but they said we are taking life sitting down, and adolescents sit more than any other group. What's to blame?
Wow.
Everything.
Technology.
Well, that's certainly...
Technology.
That's
what
certainly
do you think? It's Occam's razor. What's the one thing that's changed?
Well, the smartphones, the tablets, there's more TV, longer commutes to place. But yeah, I don't know.
It's
so maybe
technology.
When they get home, are the boys standing up doing homework? No, they're sitting down.
No, of course they're not standing up.
Well,
but still,
they could do it at a working desk, apparently. So Lego, the world's most successful toy company, is working with the nonprofit Culture City to have all of its stores in the U.S. and Canada, quote, sensory certified by the end of April. That will be helping neurodivergent families everywhere. Each Lego site will be equipped with sensory bags for its autistic guests that include noise-reducing headphones, fidget tools, visual cue cards, and a lanyard. So Hulu is gearing up for the release of the new show Becoming Karl Lagerfeld, featuring Daniel Brühl. Oh, he's such a good actor. Now, it is going to be subtitled, unless you speak French fluently. But Becoming Karl Lagerfeld plunges into the heart of the 1970s in Paris, Monaco, and Rome, following the formidable blossoming of the complex and iconic personality of Parisian couture. It will be premiering June 7th on Hulu.
It sounds riveting.
It really, I saw it, and I wish I understood more French, because...
If you knew a fella who was in a Parisian couture, it'd be this guy right here.
You know what?
Right here.
It looks fantastic. And Daniel Brühl, he's amazing.
Okay. All right.
That's your news roundup.
Ashley and Brad.
Hey, welcome in, y'all. It's the 25th of April, 425-24. It's day 116 of this year. There are 250 days left in the year. Who's got birthdays? Well, right at the very top, a legendary actor here in our American cinema.
Okay.
Al Pacino.
Oh, he gets a Ric Flair woo on
is
that.
Celebrating
woo! Yes, he
his
does.
84th birthday.
Happy birthday, Al.
You'll get a Randy Macho Man Savage for that as well. Well, very fittingly, his co-star, or one of his co-stars in the Godfather film, Talia Shire, is now 78 years old.
Happy birthday, Talia.
Hank Azaria from The Simpsons is turning 60. Gina Torres is 55. Renee Zellweger is 55. Jason Lee, Almost Famous, My Name is Earl, 54.
Oh, My Name is Earl.
Yeah. Daniel Sharman is 38, and Jonathan Bailey is 36. And because we're always telling you to get in touch with us and tell us when your birthday is, John B. did that and said that his father is having a birthday today.
Happy birthday, John B.'s dad.
His name is Don, so happy birthday, Don. Happy Here birthday, is your Don. Song.
This is your birthday song.
It isn't very long. It happened on this date in history. New York became the first state in the union to require automobile licenses for your automobile.
Yeah.
They were inscribed with the owner's initials. It was a dollar. In 1950, the NBA draft, the Celtics used their second round pick to select Chuck Cooper, the first African American to play in the NBA. In 1983, American schoolgirl Samantha Smith was invited to the Soviet Union by its leader, Yuri Andropov, after she read a letter that she wrote expressing her fears about nuclear war.
Oh, wow.
Where are you now, Samantha Smith? In 1988, Sonny Bono was elected mayor of Palm Springs. And in 2019, 5 years ago, Microsoft became the third U.S. company to be listed with a market net worth of $1 trillion.
That is just amazing.
Apple and Amazon are the other two. Special events for today. It's 8 months until Christmas.
I know.
It's going to be here before we know it. Today is DNA Day, Hairstyle Appreciation Day, Crayola Day, Mani-Pedi Day.
Oh, okay.
K-Mac and L-Mac are out there getting their mani-pedi right now.
If you got a Benjamin I can borrow, I'll go get one too.
No, thanks. Plumber's Day. Love Your Thighs Day, Ashley, is today.
No.
Take Our Sons and Daughters to Work Day is today. What?
Yes, way.
Oh, buddy.
You left him at school.
Welcome to the studio.
Hey, that's my dad.
Yeah, that's me. Zucchini Bread Day, World Malaria Day, and World Penguin Day. You have a birthday and a special event, just like Don, our listener, does. Why don't you tell us when yours is, and we'll celebrate with you. Dial this number, text it to us, 888-922-7234.
Ashley and Brad.
Happy birthday to you, Al Pacino, a legendary actor here in our cinema that I thought would be very appropriate to give a quiz.
Oh, great.
About Al Pacino movies.
Okay.
That's on you that you've not seen a movie in your lifetime.
Yeah, so not one movie in my entire lifetime.
I'm going to quiz you and our listening audience about some classic Al Pacino movies. Just tell me what the movie was. Some of these should be super easy.
Listen.
Some may be a little more challenging, but let's start with perhaps an obvious, easy, low-hanging fruit Al Pacino quote. Al, please.
How do you know it's a fugazi? You looked at it for 2 seconds.
Yeah. So good.
Okay.
Donnie Brasco.
Donnie Brasco.
Amazing.
Is correct.
So good.
Short but sweet, to the point.
Hoo-ah!
What movie is that?
Hoo-ah was...
Yes.
I know he said it.
Mm-hmm. What movie is this?
Hoo-ah!
That's not one of the gangster movies, right?
No. But he says it all throughout the movie.
That's the where he's blind, right? That's
yes.
That's
yes.
Scent of a Woman.
Yes, Scent of a Woman is correct. How about I would say perhaps another easy one?
Say hello to my little friend.
Yeah.
Okay, that one's Godfather or Goodfellas or something. It's not.
It's not Godfather. It's not Goodfellas. It's not even Carlito's Way. Which you don't even know. You've never seen Carlito. Uh-huh. No, it's, come on. Say hello to my little
friend. Say hello to my little friend.
That's not one of the gangster movies?
I need the name of it. It's not Godfather. It's not the ones you're thinking of. No.
I know the quote. I really thought it was a Godfather or a Goodfellas thing. I'm out. I don't know.
This is Scarface. Scarface.
Oh, okay. All right. But you knew I knew I was from a... get partial credit.
Which one is this?
He wants to kill me so bad he can taste it.
I was going to kill
him. Attica! Attica!
Yeah, he starts screaming Attica to the crowd outside the bank. There's a big hint for you. Attica! Attica! What movie is that from?
Is that another gangster movie? Is that one Scarface?
It's not Scarface. No.
Is it a gangster movie?
Yeah, I mean, he's robbing a bank. That's a giant hint right there, but you probably
have
never seen...
The Unforgettables or whatever that's called? What's that? No. Unforgettables?
No.
No, I don't think I know.
Often described to be a hot day in summertime would be called a...
Oh, a dog day. The dog days of summer?
Dog day afternoon.
Dog day afternoon.
Is the name of that
film.
And then finally, perhaps one of the more lesser known of his roles.
Oh, great.
But I love this quote. Tell me what film this is from.
You want creamy goodness? I'm your friend. Say hello to my chocolate blend. Attica, hoo-ah, lottie light. This whole trial is out of sight. They pull me back in with hazelnut too. Caramel swirl, I know it was you.
That's obviously a commercial. That's not a movie.
It's a movie.
That's a movie?
But he's doing a commercial in it. And I love that they put all those quotes from his films in there. It's like the best of all worlds.
Is it a comedy? Is it like a Will Ferrell thing? Is it Will Ferrell?
It's not Will Ferrell, no.
Who's the comedian in it?
Adam Sandler. In this, he plays brother and sister.
Al Pacino's a brother and a sister?
No. In this, Adam Sandler plays a brother and a sister. And Al Pacino... is in the film, and
That sounds
shooting a commercial for Dunkin' Donuts, and they're introducing their new flavor, Dunkachino.
Okay, that sounds like an SNL bit. This whole thing sounds like an SNL
bit. Exactly. which is why I love it.
No, I don't think I've seen the Adam Sandler movie.
It is called Jack and Jill.
Okay.
Jack and Jill.
Yeah.
Ashley and Brad.
284 words thus far on the Ashley and Brad Show have been unveiled. The words, by the way, are listed on our website. Just click the link at the top. AshleyBradRadio.com. You'll see the words of the day there. Mm-hmm. Today's word is an adjective from Latin, mid-16th century. Mm-hmm. It is, I think, pretty easy to spell. Abstruse. Abstruse.
Abstruse.
Is the word for today. How would you spell abstruse?
Well, A-B-S-T-R-U-C-E.
Is, really? Flip that C for an S. And then you got it. A-B-S-T-R-U-S-E. Abstruse.
So doesn't
abstruse.
Doesn't have anything to do with a truce of any kind.
I know, but it just means difficult to understand or obscure.
Oh, so like math for me is abstruse.
There is a picture of a math chalkboard accompanied
sure
with this.
There is.
As a matter of fact. The movie's ending was far too abstruse to be popular with the general public. I could say that about 2001 Space Odyssey. But it comes from the Latin word abstrusus, mm-hmm. or abstrusus, to put away, hidden. Abstrudere, also, to conceal. Close, similar to the word obtuse, which is slow or difficult to understand.
Got it.
But this is a little different. Difficult to understand. Obscure is the word for today. Abstruse.
Ashley and Brad.
Well, thanks, everybody, for getting in touch and chiming in about the great sandwich debate of 2024.
Yes, we talked the other day about some sandwiches must be on toasted bread and
yesterday.
The others cannot be.
Yeah. So Grant said ice cream sandwich untoasted. See what he did there?
Good call, Grant.
I see what you're doing there, Grant. Katie, toasted or not, I would be happy just to get a sandwich. As someone perpetually on a diet, any sandwich, toasted or not, would be welcome.
Ah.
Quint said, it's a toss-up for me. Reuben BLT or grilled cheese, all toasted, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Oh, yeah. He loves sandwiches,
Sounds
guess.
Sounds good.
Any form will do. But for every question we toss out, we always give you the phone number as well to respond at 888-922-7234 or for whatever we are discussing or whatever you want to bring up when Ashley reads the news. You want to disagree with something, then by all means, tweet away, text
why
away.
Why just when you want to disagree with Ashley?
Wait a second. It just seems that that's the way it goes. 888-922-7234. Let's try it out with news.
The Roundup with Ashley Page.
Well, long-term daily use of aspirin has been known to prevent colon cancer, but up to now, it's been unclear why. Well, according to a new study with Dr. Marco Scarpa, the general surgeon of the University of Padova in Italy, he said exposing colon cancer cells to aspirin enhances the ability of the immune cells to alert each other that there's a presence of tumors. He said the next step is going to be finding a way to get the aspirin deeper into the gut to enhance the anti-cancer effects.
Okay.
So the folks at Rice-A-Roni have come out with something new. We have to come up with a new jingle.
Rice-A-Roni, the San Francisco treat.
Change it to macaroni.
Bye.
Yes, mac and cheese in four flavors.
Okay.
Creamy cheddar, creamy white cheddar, three cheese, and just regular white cheddar.
It was every parting gift on every game show in the 1970s
forever.
And 80s.
Yes.
Rice-A-Roni, the San Francisco treat.
That's right.
Wow.
So Post Malone, Platinum Dunes, which is director Michael Bay's production company, and Vault Comics announced a graphic novel and movie collaboration. Post Malone created the original story about an 18-wheeler that is sent back to medieval Europe to fight demons with its heavy artillery. No word yet on whether Post is going to star in the film adaptation of
Hold on.
The novel.
Yeah. Pump the brakes.
Yes.
Did you just say a big rig 18-wheeler sent back into medieval Europe? Is that what you said?
It's a comic.
Okay.
It can do anything it wants to.
It
Superman
sounds very
can fly.
It sounds very similar to Sam Raimi's Evil Dead, where Ash goes back in time with a shotgun, which he calls his boomstick, and is able to change the outcome of things there.
I don't know.
I would like to go back. And as long as that 18-wheeler doesn't have that alarm, it has this.
That's exactly right.
A Ric Flair alarm.
Let's get Michael Bay on the phone.
I think you should.
And that's your news roundup.
Ashley and Brad.
So it's Ashley and Brad on the radio. It's let's talk about our modern life for a moment, shall we? Because if you're going out to purchase something, there are more ways to pay now than ever, of course. That goes without saying. It used to be cash, check, Or,
and that was it.
Or maybe, yeah, or a credit card. Would they run across that machine, and get the imprint of.
Now it's Venmo. You can walk by somebody.
I know.
You can walk past somebody and just pay blink.
Right. You could do anything. And so now the tap, you could just tap a card.
I love it. So, I love it.
I'm still very wary of the technology. But anyway, if you are using it, then you certainly know it's pretty handy. But there are places that are like, we don't accept credit cards.
That happened to me just the other day. It's
I
funny
don't
you say
understand that.
That. Well, so I had to do some business. That's what I said. I was doing some business and I said, can I get your invoice so I can get it paid? And he sent me the invoice and I emailed him back. I'm like, I don't see an option on here to go online and pay it with a credit card. He goes, oh, I only take cashier's check or checks. And I'm like,
this wasn't a brick and mortar bill.
No. It's a lawyer, but what lawyer doesn't take a credit card?
I understand that.
You do?
Yeah. If it was a building, a brick and mortar retail.
Well, he has a building. He's not retail, but he's got an office.
Yeah, I kind of understand that.
You do?
Yeah.
I was like, well, how am I putting it? So then I had to go looking for my checkbook, which I haven't used in I'm like, where did I put my checkbook?
Yeah.
So that was like 20 minutes of trying.
I had to reorder checks. I had to go online and go to a printer to go, I think here's all my info.
Do you guys make these anymore? Right. How do I?
Yeah.
So is it weird to you when somebody only takes cash or check?
I mean, it's certainly handy to just put in a number, but.
Yeah. I don't know.
I kind of get that, though, with the, if you're doing your own business to take.
So how about you guys? Have you experienced something where you've got to write a check?
888-922-7234.
Ashley and Brad.
Time to play some games here on the Ashley and Brad Show. You can play along, listener, and shout out those answers right there at the workplace or wherever you are in your car or whatever. This is the game that challenges your knowledge of music trivia, specifically songs that are pretty well known. I'd say these are all, they're all top 10 hits.
So it's just music? It's just the song I gotta know?
But 1 second of it. You should know it so well. You should know it by just the one little second of it. Let's try this tune.
Oh, can I hear that again?
Yeah. That's a night. I mean, that's almost the whole title right there.
It is?
Yeah.
That's the night that the...
Yes.
That's what I heard. You said that's almost the whole title.
Yeah, it is. That's a night that the... 5 more words.
Is that Olivia Newton-John?
No, not Olivia Newton-John. The clues that I would give would be dead giveaways.
They would be?
Yeah.
I'll allow it this
I'm
first
sure
one.
I'm sure you would.
Go ahead.
It's a 1972 song from Carol Burnett's co-star that was
in what? Carol Burnett, in what was in Carol, like in her, from her variety show? From
no,
her TV?
An actual chart-topping radio hit that one of her co-stars recorded.
Right, but you said one of her co-stars from her show?
Yeah, from her show. It wasn't Tim Conway.
Well, then it has to be.
It wasn't Harvey Korman.
It has to be, what's her name?
It wasn't Lyle Waggoner.
Yeah, she wore the wig in that show with the,
Uh-huh. And this is the value
of
the...
Yeah, I know who it is. I know Vicki Lawrence.
Yes.
It's Vicki Lawrence is her name.
And the name of the song is?
I don't know what the name of the song is. That's the night that the...
It was even covered by Reba McEntire. It's been around, but it's called The Night the Lights Went Out in Georgia.
The Night the Lights Went Out in Georgia. Well, I know the Reba version.
Then you should know the original
version.
Wow,
that just didn't sound... Yeah, okay,
fine.
Whatever,
let's go
whatever,
to something
whatever.
A little more contemporary. What song is this?
Is that Tony Basil? Omiki?
Yes, it is. Of course it is.
Did a pom-pom routine to that.
I'm sure you and everybody else did. What song is this?
Come on, Eileen.
Yes. That's your friend, Eileen. Come on, Eileen.
Come on, Eileen.
Start tipping. And then finally, this is perhaps the newest of the songs. What? If you've been to a sporting event, you've heard this song. What song is this? Here comes the outstanding.
I've been to sporting events.
Yeah. But. Usually if there's downtime, a timeout, an intermission, TV timeout, something, they usually will put this on.
Here comes the outstanding.
To get the crowd pumping and
really?
Dancing. Yeah.
Here comes the outstanding.
Mm-hmm. 1995 is when this came out.
Huh. And it was a big chart topper?
Yeah. Yeah. You probably heard it in the clubs when you were out clubbing.
I did.
In the 90s. Here comes the outstanding.
Give me a hint.
What hint? I mean, it was one of those songs that you heard and you're like, oh, yeah, it kind of got a good beat to it. I could, yeah, all right, I like it.
I could dance to that.
Yeah.
And they're playing it at sporting events now?
Probably. I mean, they still play We Are the Champions at
sporting events. Well, of course they do.
All right.
I don't know it. I don't know this.
It's Aini Kamoze's Here Comes the Hot Stepper.
Here comes the hot stepper. I'm the lyrical gangster.
Oh, yes.
Come on. You've heard that song.
Of course I have.
Of course you have.
Ashley and Brad.
Well, there is a saying here on the Ashley and Brad Show, not just here exclusively, but everywhere. You are as old as you feel.
That's right.
Or act. Sometimes.
I'm 12?
That's absolutely true. I'm right there along with you. Because I have a very, I would think, young mentality about a lot of things.
But, right.
But, you know, the body may betray that fact sometimes.
Well, that's the thing. Like, you wake up some days, you're like, when did that start hurting?
Yeah,
that didn't hurt before.
I know. But I get to come to work and press these kinds of buttons.
Right.
Like that. That's going to keep you young. Kinds of stuff.
Well, and it's interesting because studies said as of a few decades ago, people defined old age as starting at 71. That's when they said that's old age.
Okay.
And I think it depends on how your body's holding up, but it looks like that's changing.
It's probably getting older than that.
It is getting older than that. Okay. They say 75 is the new 65.
Okay.
And so does that mean that 65 is the new 55 and on and on and on?
Yes, because if I think of myself at my age to when my grandfather was this age,
right.
I'm like, it's two different worlds. It's like
even my mom, my mother wouldn't have done the stuff I'm doing now.
Right. It's the old, in fact, this is one of those great demonstrations. In the original film Karate Kid, Mr. Miyagi, played by Pat Morita.
Right.
Was younger than Ralph Macchio is now. And you look at Ralph Macchio now.
He's still got a baby face.
You look like you're 10.
Yeah, because I think it wasn't Pat Morita like 45 when he did that role or something?
Like 51 or 2.
Okay.
But still, you're like, that's 51?
Wow.
So it definitely has changed, I think, in terms of what older limit might be.
Well, and it's interesting. I was watching, I don't remember if it was a documentary on something, and they showed the guy who was in the heart of it, and they were like, a 35-year-old, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, 35? He looked 50.
Yeah, yeah. Well, some people have lived a hard life in just a few years,
well,
too.
Well, so maybe that's kind of part of it, too. I don't know all of it, his details.
Yeah.
But I remember, like, when I was 20, I thought people who were 30 were, like, so old.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'd like to be 30 again.
Yeah. I hear you. What about you? When would you define old? Let us know. 888-9-AB-RADIO.
Ashley and Brad.
Thank you to one of our innominate listeners who did not identify themselves. But regarding the VHS tapes, we've all got a couple because this guy said this.
It's how old school I am. I've got stacks of VHS tapes that I recorded, and now my VCR broke, so I've got all these tapes I can't play anymore. So that's kind of where I'm at. You guys are awesome. I love listening to you every morning.
Yeah, so there's that conundrum.
And it's not like you can go out and buy a VCR player, like a newer one.
Well, you can.
You can?
Yeah,
they still sell them?
Oh, yeah. You can go on Amazon.
Do you know what? I don't own one VHS.
Really?
Not one.
Good for you. I have more than a couple.
You've got like hundreds.
I still have a few.
Do you have a VCR player?
No. See, that's the problem.
Well,
why don't you go on Amazon?
Point?
Well, go ahead and get me an Amazon. You know, there's my Christmas. You know, since Christmas is 8 months from today, that's what I want.
All right, let me see if I can find
my new
one.
VCR player.
With the blinking light that says 12.
Never set the clock. Anyway, thanks for getting in touch with us. You can too. 888-922-7234. Here's news.
The Roundup with Ashley Page.
Maybe with that VHS player I buy you, you'll have to watch your movie standing up. Because Americans...
Well, I'll put my Jazzercise tape in there. Do some Jazzercise.
You and Richard Simmons.
Yeah, while watching it.
Because the amount of time Americans spend sitting down has increased by an hour a day. An hour a day. And it's Americans of all ages. But... Yeah. adolescents are sitting more than anybody
else. Come on, kids.
So they said,
get up and move.
You know, for most of us, it's things like longer commutes. We sit at our work all day long. But for kids, it's more TV time. It's more smartphones. So I guess maybe you could say, hey, you can have the smartphone. You just have to stand
up to
use it.
You gotta go run.
So Lego, the world's most successful toy company, is working with nonprofit Culture City to have all of its stores in both the U.S. and Canada, quote, sensory certified by the end of April to help neurodivergent families. Each Lego site will be equipped with sensory bags for its autistic guests that will include things like noise-reducing headphones, fidget tools, visual cue cards, and a lanyard.
Okay.
So MGM is giving a glimpse of Zoe Kravitz's directorial debut in the new film Blink Twice, featuring Channing Tatum and Naomi Ackie. Ackie plays a cocktail waitress who meets a tech billionaire, played by Tatum, at a fundraising gala, and is invited to join him and his friends on his private island.
I see.
But strange things begin to happen. Christian Slater, Kyle MacLachlan, Haley Joel Osment, and Gina Davis also star. Hmm. Blink Twice opens in theaters August 23rd. And that's your news roundup.
Ashley and Brad.
Oh, well, bless your heart here on the Ashley and Brad Show. You have found the great spot on the dial.
You have.
So, yes, we've certainly known by now, anytime someone starts off with bless your heart,
usually
look
it's,
out.
A backhanded compliment.
Yeah, well, you it's know. Them trying to sugarcoat what they really think about
right.
you. Because you can't have, oh, bless your heart, Ashley. You don't. Bless your heart for trying on those movie trivia questions that we always
hard.
Give you. Bless your heart. You always try so hard.
Except now when I go, I'm going to order a Dunkachino anywhere I go.
But there are, yeah, there's left-handed compliments, backhanded compliments.
Yeah.
Same thing. It's just like.
Oh, just stuff like, you know, oh, you look so pretty when you wear makeup. Or,
right.
Or,
right.
Boy, you look good for your age.
Boy, you
or,
look great when you get some rest. Oh, thanks, I guess. How did I look before?
Or you clean up real nice. I mean, you know, things like that. But here's the thing. When you get a comment or a compliment that seems a little. Mm-hmm. Maybe you took it a different way than they meant it. So does it depend on who said it to you or how they said it that would make you receive it as backhanded?
Maybe. I remember getting one from a friend that I hadn't seen in a while. He's like, oh, mom's home cooking's really treating you right, huh?
Oh, no.
And I was like,
wait a second.
I guess. And that immediately made me want to just
right.
start working out. And was like, oh, I guess maybe I should put on a few LBs.
Right. Yeah, there's a few. I mean, like, when someone says, oh, I didn't expect that from you. Nice work. You're like, well, wait a second.
Yeah.
Is my other work not nice?
Yeah.
Yeah. And experts say, you know, it depends on who said it to you. If it's like a really good friend that says something.
Yeah, you have hidden that grease streak in your hair pretty well. I can barely see it. Does that count?
Yeah, that's one of them.
Okay.
Well, just bless your heart, Brad. How about you guys? How do you react when you get those backhanded compliments? Does somebody really mean to be nice, or do you think, oh, they're trying to say something nasty to me?
Ashley and Brad.
Oh, it is. Oh, dark 30, cadet. Time for you to rise and shine. Get those toes on the line. Shoulders back, chest out, stomach in. Do not eyeball the general who's here for his general inspection as we play General Trivia. You will ask me any general trivia question in the world, which I'm supposed to know somehow.
Well, because you just know so many things.
Okay.
I should have done something Al Pacino related. I didn't.
On his birthday.
It didn't dawn on me until just now.
All right.
All right. 3/5 of Americans think that this job, not this job, but this job, should pay at least $100,000 a year. I do wish this job paid at least that.
A certain job that you're telling me should be paying $100,000.
Yeah, a lot of Americans think this job should. It's a hard job.
Is it
not hard physically?
Is it something in the public services, police officer, EMT, ambulance?
No,
anything like nothing like. Okay, something in the private sector then.
It's private, but it's public. It
private but public. You said. Yeah. Well, I think because this has been bandied about several times in conversations, but I think it's teachers.
It is a teacher. Yeah. They said teachers should. And listen, my mom was a teacher. Your mom was a teacher.
Yeah. I'm sure teachers would say,
sure
we should be paid $100,000.
Ashley and Brad.
Oh, it's springtime here on the Ashley and Brad Show. I had an occasion just to sit on my back patio.
Yes.
Enjoy the sunshine. The dog was sitting in my lap. It was a beautiful day. Birds were chirping. Sky was blue. It's a great time to be outdoors. And the cushions were just a little dusty. That's all.
They haven't been used in a year.
Yeah, they just got a couple of pounds on them, and some birds had visited them as well.
Happened to me yesterday.
So I had to, clean that off. But other than that, it was a great time.
But that's the thing. It's like you want to be outside. You want to be in your yard. And then you look around, and you're like, well, that's got to be clean. Now I got to pick that up. And same thing with the furniture. I'm like, there were some birds. They must have had a whole nest. Because down one whole side of the outside.
Buffet?
They must have had some.
Thanksgiving dinner.
Man, what happened here? So I'm like, I want to sit out there, but now I'm like, I don't want to go back out because now I got to clean it all off. It's like I need a power washer for this. I don't know what those birds ate, there were, I don't know, like 700 of them apparently.
Wow.
Alfred Hitchcock's
The birds visited you.
So I love to be, sit outside in this time of year, but then I think, oh, look, that area needs to be picked up. And then I feel more overwhelmed by being outside.
Really? Come on now.
I feel that bad. Because there's so much stuff. I'm in the middle of a massive cleaning project right now and going through a bunch of stuff. I sat out there to relax. And then I saw that and I'm like,
Just move somewhere and sit somewhere else. You got plenty of places to sit.
I'm going to have to do that. But I just thought, now I've placed it in my head. Like, you got to clean that too.
Okay, fine. Or you could just handle the birds another way and just sit on the back patio. Have at it.
Ashley and Brad.
Katie is proud to say here on the Ashley and Brad Show that happens to everybody.
It does. I mean, we talked about someone going to a doctor at the chiropractor and that, you're all relaxed and then they push on you.
Well, and that can happen. And she said, you're not too embarrassed to go back to the grocery store because you still need to buy groceries if it happens right there.
Right, but you're not really walking down the aisles.
You're crop dusting when you're going down the aisles. Are you kidding?
I am never going to the store with you ever.
No, see, the trick is you got to find the aisle that's uninhabited and just go ahead and, maybe take care of it.
No, I disagree.
Quickly walk away.
You got to find an aisle with a little kid and then it's...
Or I just stand next to you. Oh, Ashley. Ashley, how could you? Which is what your dad
My
used to do.
My dad used to do that to me.
Every dad
Awful.
Used to do that, by the way. I got news for you. But thank you, Katie. We appreciate your honesty there. Of course, everybody has quietus in their lifetime.
Yeah, I know.
Anyway, get in touch with us just like Katie does. 888-922-7234. Here's some news.
The Roundup with Ashley Page.
Well, speaking of your colon, long-term, but this is good news.
Okay.
Long-term daily use of aspirin has been known to prevent colon cancer, but up until now, they didn't understand why. Mm. According to a new study, Dr. Marco Scarpa, a general surgeon with the University of Padova in Italy, said they've discovered that exposing colon cancer to aspirin inhibits the ability of the immune cells to alert the other cells. Like, hey guys, there's something going on over here. Okay. But he said the issue is they've got to figure out a way to get the aspirin deeper into the gut, and then they can really make some big advancements, he hopes.
Okay.
So Keebler has combined two of their most popular flavors to create one new cookie. The Sandy's Shortbread Oatmeal Raisin cookie will be on stores now. Yeah.
I used to like Sandy's when I was a kid. I don't know why. They were something like a
sugar
cookie.
They're very sugary.
Yeah. But and the oatmeal raisin I actually did like. But
so now
together,
it'll be an oatmeal raisin sugar cookie.
I just don't see that.
A little too much?
Yeah. I don't see that happening.
Well, Jell-O has announced the introduction of two new refrigerated pudding flavors. Maybe you'll like one of these.
Okay.
And maybe this is kind of similar to the Sandy's.
Yeah.
This is the Churro Delicioso. Mm. And isn't that like a cinnamon sugar? So I think it might be similar.
Yeah.
And Mango Sabroso.
Okay.
So Apple TV Plus is giving a glimpse of the new show, The Big Cigar, featuring Andre Holland. The 6-episode drama recounts Black Panther founder Huey P. Newton's escape from the FBI to Cuba with the assistance of famed producer Bert Schneider in a very elaborate plan involving a fake movie production. If you remember, Argo was very similar to that.
Right.
The series will have a 2-episode premiere May 17th on Apple TV Plus. And that's your news roundup.
Ashley and Brad.
DIY time here on the Ashley and Brad Show because it was over the weekend that I was fixing my shed, replacing the doors on it.
What happened? The doors fell off?
No, they just got damaged and needed to replace them. So I remember very well putting the shed together the first time. It's a 10-foot by 8-foot shed. And they said it's a 2-person job.
They
said definitely need an extra parent.
Not like, for you, though.
I was like, you know what? Nah, I got this.
You'll do it.
I can handle this.
But then what happened?
I have a 5-year-old boy. He can help out.
Yeah, because that's brilliant. That's exactly what they're thinking when they say two-person job.
There was a point in that when I was having to be on a ladder putting on the roof sections that I was like, oh, now I see why they wanted two people to be here. Oh, I get it now.
But is there a point where you're like, oh, did you call a friend?
No.
Did you call anybody?
I still jerry-rigged something where I could make it work. And
you're so stubborn. Determined to do. But, I mean, is there a point in a DIY that you're like, you know, I think I'm going to call it here and call somebody in?
Not midway through, because I will definitely do the research at the beginning to go, okay, is this something that I can do?
Okay.
Like fixing the dryer I've done numerous times, taking it apart. If there's enough instruction that I can follow step by step. And I was like, yeah, I could do this.
So, see, it depends. Like anything electrical, from the get-go, I will call. There's no way I'm even going to try that. But like there was something I wanted to try tiling. And then I called somebody, he was like, well, now I have to undo what you did.
Buttering that tile is an art form.
It is. So. And then you get that trowel and those three screws. That was hard.
Yeah.
And so he's like, well, I'm going to have to undo what you did. So the bid was more because...
You got to undo all of your stuff.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So is there a point where you just go, I think I'm just going to... Or maybe you just from the beginning go, no way, I'm out.
Right.
Since it's DIY season, what about you guys?
Yeah.
Do you call in the professionals? Do you just say, I'm going
to
finish
this? Do you want us to come over and host your game night? Because we will. Just let us know. 888-922-7234.
Ashley and Brad.
So earlier in general trivia here on the Ashley and Brad Show, we noted that most people, it said, two-thirds, I think you said, something like that. Two-thirds think that teachers should receive at least $100,000. For their efforts. That's for all the way from kinder all the way up to college.
That's a hard job, man. That is a hard job.
Sure is. Lots of hours, but you also get 3 months off. But anyway, there are other jobs where people are making those lower six figures.
Yeah, or you're in the mid six figures.
Yeah.
And they came out with a list and said, these are the jobs. Because a lot of people, you know, my daughter's graduating from college. You know,
does she expect one of those $160,000 a year?
They want a lot of money.
Okay.
A lot of money.
Yeah.
But the jobs don't necessarily correlate to that.
No, they don't.
So it's interesting that these are the jobs that if you do these, you can certainly clear at least that. This one, like in sales, if you were selling some of the equipment, the plumbing equipment and stuff like that, because you're based on commission.
Yeah.
Same thing with like real estate. It's a commission thing.
Sure.
But the ones that don't, obviously doctors, surgeons, you know, stuff like that, lawyers.
Mm-hmm.
But this I thought was interesting. That's in the top 15. And I guess it depends on the business. But business owner, those first couple of years can be. Business owner. And that's what I'm like, what kind of business?
Yeah.
Because
restaurant versus retail.
Yeah.
Two different kinds of
you
animal
gotta
there.
You got to sink some of your, a lot of your operating capital in there.
Yeah. Entertainer, disc jockey, not on the list
DJ,
anywhere?
No? Nowhere close on the list.
How unusual.
Now, IT cybersecurity is, and you do a lot of the IT here at the station.
Some. All right. What's in the top three then?
Okay. Nurse comes in at number three.
Wow. Yeah.
And also traveling nurse. So I don't know if that means like they pay for all your travel expenses and stuff too. Sales, which is, we talked about
that. Yeah, but that's, there's no definitive way. You can't be guaranteed you're going to make that every single year.
No, for sure.
Right.
And the number one thing,
which
I thought was very close to IT, but it's a software developer.
Oh. Yeah, you're writing the code. You're coming up with the actual software.
Well, you write code.
Well, it's very simplistic code.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm not making six figures, I can tell you that much. For sure.
Ashley and Brad.
Fun fact time with us, Ashley and Brad, bringing you these tidbits of information that often correlate with today's date, which is the 25th of April. Today happens to be National DNA Day.
Yes.
The Crick and Watson discovery.
I was going to call my girlfriend Jackie, who has her master's degree in mitochondrial DNA, but I'm sure she already knows that this is the day. And like you said, James Watson and Francis Crick, back in 1953, announced, hey, we think we figured something out here.
Yeah.
It was their discovery of the three-dimensional double helix, the thing that you always see twisting around, deoxyribonucleic acid.
Yep.
And then fast forward to 1990 when scientists from around the world started mapping the human genome.
Yep.
And this has been a very long process, but It is quite extraordinary. And now it's not the number one resource, but definitely a resource used in solving crimes, mm-hmm. in both exonerating or confirming somebody. And genealogical DNA testing, I mean, you'll probably see a lot of sales today on that stuff. And you're like, why is there so many sales on 23andMe and Ancestry and all those? It's because if you've ever wanted to research your family, it's a very interesting way to do it. And there's a bunch of documentaries like Decoding Watson and The Gene, both on PBS. So you could check those out today if you want.
Ashley and Brad.